It's that time of year again when Bishop's University holds their huge garage sale. Have you done your spring cleaning yet? If not, and you're not sure what to do with unwanted items, you may be interested in knowing that everyone in the community is being asked to drop off their unwanted treasures at the Bishop's University Arena. Emily Prangley Desarmaux is in the Cube studio to explain a little bit more about the event that is taking place this Saturday. Welcome, Emily.
Hi, thanks.
So what can you tell me about this event?
Well, we've been doing it for about 15 years now. It's probably our biggest fundraiser of the year. We really depend on a few major fundraisers to raise all the money that we need to sponsor each of our sponsored students. Mm-hmm. Lately, in the past few years, we've been typically making about $12,000 from this sale. So that's pretty impressive.
It is. And so where do the proceeds go?
Oh, I guess I should explain that. The Refugee Student Sponsorship Committee, we work under the umbrella organization called WUSC, which is World University Services of Canada. Mm-hmm. And they do a variety of things. They work with promoting fair trade and promoting education abroad. But one of their branches is refugee student sponsorship. And so universities around Canada will sponsor a student from refugee camps around the world to come and study on their campuses. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, eventually they become Canadian citizens. It's on exchange. They don't go home on holidays, but they really come and they immigrate here and they become landed refugees. Mm-hmm. And so we support them all year long, totally, like, completely, and financially and socially and every kind of support you can imagine for a year. And then we kind of gently push them to be more self-sufficient afterwards. And so we've been going for 20 years.
Wow.
I'm with them in my sixth year. Mm-hmm. That we've sponsored 33 students in 20 years, which is
Is that right?
Quite impressive.
That's quite a large number.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only Bishop's University, but it's also Champlain College that's involved as well.
Yeah. And I mean, the title of our project is the BU CRC Refugee Student Sponsorship Project. So it really is collaborative between the two institutions, and they're both incredibly supportive. Our students are given a room in residence for the first year. They're given a meal plan at Bishop's, and the support that we get from the university and the college are really essential to our success again. And for the sale, the heads of the residences at Bishop's and Champlain are really fantastic about giving us things that students leave behind and old furniture and helping us collect it, and especially security as well. They come and they open up the doors and lock them every day that we're letting people drop stuff off. They open it at 8 in the morning and lock it up at 8 at night. And buildings and grounds are great too, helping us out with transporting things. So again, the community is really important, but also we get some more support from the institutions as well.
And so you started this on April 22nd, where you started to collect things, and you're going to be collecting until May 9th, is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. Up to and including May 9th, we are accepting all sorts of items, anything, as I said, people's unwanted treasures.
Mm-hmm.
We ask that people don't give us tires or any really nasty couches.
I was going to ask, is there anything that is not accepted?
Yeah, no tires, no old computer monitors, no TVs, unless it's a flat screen something. Right. Well, you know, everybody's
those
giant
out
TVs.
The old TVs. Yeah. Yes, yes.
But really, we end up with all sorts of crazy things there. And there's been canoes and, I mean, washing machines and Bishop's clothing and kitchen stuff, like absolutely anything you can imagine.
Anything and it's everything.
It's pretty possible that you'll find it there. We fill the entire Bishop's Arena.
Well, I have seen it, and it is pretty amazing. And I think a lot of stuff is sold in a very short time, isn't it?
It's unreal. People mm-hmm. line up. It starts at 8 and people are lined up, I want to say, starting at 7. Those are the really hardcore garage sailors. Mm-hmm. But really, at 7:30, there's a line. Mm-hmm. So if you don't show up before 8, you might not even get in until 8:30, because people swarm in. It's like a stampede. People know that our prices are dirt cheap.
Right.
And there's really good stuff there. I have to say, so many of my favorite things are from that sale. My best clothes, my favorite stuff in my apartment.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So how many volunteers do you have helping out?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Our committee is pretty small. We've got a few really dedicated staff members from Bishop's and Champlain who are kind of the Well, I don't want to say leaders, because it is a really, even the project is a really collaborative effort. But, I mean, especially Heather Thompson, Mary Perkey, Lissa McRae, and Nancy Robichaud are very, very important people in the group, and they really help us keep it running. and then the committee is made up of other student volunteers from both institutions, but the problem right now is that so many of them are gone. Uh-huh. And so we must have, I don't know, I want to say like 30 or 40 different people signed up for helping at the garage sale. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but that's what it seems like, mm-hmm. to be honest. And it's all community members at the moment.
Right.
The reason that we're so successful with this fundraiser and with our big book sale at the beginning of the year is because we get such immense support from the community, both in their donations and their willingness to come and support us and volunteer their time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is quite a big event, so you do need a lot of help.
It is. We do about a week of sorting and mm-hmm. pricing and preparation. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we can't stress enough how much we appreciate the support mm-hmm. of the community. We wouldn't be able to sponsor two students mm-hmm. every year and be as successful as we are without the support of the community.
Well, I'm sure that they appreciate it as well.
Yeah. mm-hmm.
And what do you do with the stuff that's left over?
We really put a huge effort into making sure that nothing gets wasted. Mm-hmm. We pack up a lot of blankets and towels and send them to the SPCA. Mm-hmm. They appreciate having those. And then we send clothing that's damaged or stained. We send it to Recoupex mm-hmm. To be recycled. And I think sometimes they sell it again as well, but it gets recycled. And we send a lot of things to the Eco Center. Okay. So there's really very, very little that we actually throw in the garbage.
All right, good.
If anything at all. Mm-hmm. We put a lot of emphasis on that.
Okay. All right, so just a reminder, this begins this Saturday, May 11th. What time?
It begins at 8 a.m., but if you want to get anything really good, you better get there early.
Right. The early bird catches the worms.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, good. Well, thank you, Emily, for explaining about the special event, and I'm sure you're going to see a lot of the community attending, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there right early in the morning putting up posters and signs to direct you at 7:30 in the morning, so I'll be looking for my own treasures, actually,
right.
since I do most of my shopping there.
Right, good.
Anyway.